Good evening, everyone. Welcome. I am Pastor Jesse with my associate, Pastor Rose, and we are
First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Good to have you with us tonight.
Another day of living
in the light of God's Word.
In His authority, His power, and His ability. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the last Wednesday of the month healing service for July the 29th. I don't know what happened to July. It came and went. But July the 29th, 2026, this is our last Wednesday of the month healing service. And I want to begin this healing service with a question. In Luke chapter 7, verse 20, John the Baptist sent his disciples to go to find out about Jesus. And he said, go ask him, are you the one who was to come? Or should we expect someone else? So my question to you, I want to start with a question. Are you looking to Jesus for your healing? Or are you expecting someone else? Sometimes we depend on doctors, sometimes we depend on medicine, holistic things, sometimes we depend on prayer, but are you looking to Jesus for your healing tonight? Luke chapter 7, verses 22 to 23, John the Baptist's disciples come to Jesus, and they ask him, are you the one? And this is what Jesus does. He reminds him, I want you to report to John, verse 22, what you have seen and what you have heard. And Jesus reminds him, you have seen the blind man receive sight. You have seen the lame walking. You have seen leopards that are cured. You have heard deaf people hearing. The dead are raised and the good news is preached.
Hallelujah.
So tonight in your hearing, Pastor Rose and I bring you the good news.
Amen.
The good news that Jesus is the healer.
Yes, he is.
Healing is in Jesus.
Yes.
It's the children's bread.
Yes,
amen.
It is.
Jesus is the one that we go to for our healing. Amen.
Amen.
Luke 7:23, Jesus continues. He reminds him what you see and what you hear. Then he says, blessed are those who do not fall away. Have you noticed a falling away from the church?
Yes.
Big mega churches, man, they're losing a lot of people. And I asked the Lord, what's going on? Well, in the end times, there's going to be a falling away from the church.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason, number one, they weren't looking to Jesus. Number two, they weren't looking to the Word. They were looking to the messenger, the minister, the evangelist, the preacher, the pastor. They weren't looking to Jesus or the Word. So Jesus said, blessings of heaven come upon those who never lose their faith in me, in Jesus.
Yeah.
When we give an invitation in our church, we always say, find a word-teaching church. Blessed are those who never lose their faith in me, no matter what happens. And that's what happens. A lot of people profess to be Christians. They've got no foundation. So the minute the storms come, man, they fall apart. Never lose your faith in Jesus, no matter what happens. So tonight, hold on to your faith from the very beginning. John the Baptist didn't start wavering. He didn't start questioning. He baptized Jesus, remember?
Yes.
He saw the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He saw the Holy Spirit come down on Jesus. He heard the Father say, this is my beloved Son. John wasn't wavering in his faith. He was doing this for the sake of the disciples. John knew in John 3:30, I must decrease and he must increase.
Amen.
John was faithful and he never wavered. Tonight, hold on to your faith and don't waver. James 1:7 says, if you start wavering, don't expect anything from God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So don't waver. Hold on to your faith.
Amen.
Tonight is our healing service. Amen.
We take it and we take hold of it.
It belongs to us.
Yeah, don't let go.
Don't let go.
Healing is mine. It's the children's bread. Jesus is the healing house, and the healing house is in us, and his name is Jesus, and I'm in the healing house, and his name is Jesus.
Never lose your faith in Jesus, no matter what happens. No matter what happens. Matthew 4:23, this is our healing service, the last Wednesday of the month. Matthew 4:23, Jesus went about teaching, preaching, and healing all kinds of sickness, all kinds of diseases among the people.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus is our healer tonight. Jesus is your healer tonight. I want us to say this three times.
Okay.
Jesus is my healer. Ready?
Jesus is my healer. Jesus is my healer. Jesus is
my healer. Yes, you are, Lord. Yes, you are. Thank you, Jesus.
Settle it in your spirit. Jesus is the healer.
My healer.
The last couple of weeks, maybe months, we have had some awesome testimonies of how good God is about healing.
Yes. I wish
I could tell you about it, but we don't have the people's permission to speak about that. But God has done signs and wonders, healing, miracles.
Yes.
Even just yesterday, we heard a great praise report about God healing.
Yes.
Jesus is my healer. Let's do that again three times. Jesus is my healer.
Jesus is my healer.
Jesus is my healer. Hallelujah.
I can't say it three times without the anointing.
Hallelujah.
The tangible and the real, the word of God transforms our lives. We will never be the same.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hebrews 13:8.
Thank you.
Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi, God says, I am the Lord God, I never change.
Yes.
And here Hebrews tells us Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever.
Hallelujah.
In Luke 5:13, we have a leper that comes to Jesus, and you know, they were unclean. They weren't even supposed to be out in public. But he comes to Jesus, and he says, if you can do anything. Luke 5:13, Jesus said in the NIV translation, Luke 5:13, Jesus says, of course I'm willing to heal you. Now be healed.
He never turned anyone away.
He never turned anyone away. He went preaching and teaching and healing all kinds of manner of sickness among the people.
Yes.
You and I are people, and healing is a children's bread. Of course I'm willing to heal you. Now be healed. Jesus wants you healed tonight. Jesus wants you healed, healthy, whole, with divine health. I close every Sunday service with 3 John 2.
Yes.
Beloved, I wish above all things. He's not speaking to the world. He's speaking to Christians, to believers.
Yes.
Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, that you be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Hallelujah.
Even as your soul prospers. Health is for the world. Divine health is for Christians.
Yes.
We are the beloved of the Lord.
It's all divine with God.
Amen.
It's all divine with God.
Didn't you just preach about that?
It's all divine with God.
Everything
that we have is divine. Supernatural.
Everything we receive from God.
Yeah, everything. Our lives are divine. It is. We have supernatural life in us.
Supernatural.
The greater one lives in us. And he's the one that keeps us healed and whole and healthy.
Supernatural. We see things the world doesn't see.
No.
We hear things the world doesn't see because of the precious Holy Spirit. In Christ, we have rights and privileges that the world doesn't have. Amen?
Amen.
We have rights and privileges. 2 Corinthians 6:17. One of the reasons a lot of Christians don't get what they're praying for is because Jesus can't tell the difference between the world and these guys, carnal Christians.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians 6:17 says, come out from among them. You be separate. We're in the world, but not of it.
Yes.
We're not of it. Amen.
Hallelujah, Papa.
Okay, you ready for a revelation tonight? You that are listening to us, Pastor Rose and I want to give you a revelation. In Luke chapter 9, you know the story about the centurion. He came because his servant was sick. And he comes to Jesus and he goes, all you have to do is say the word. You don't even have to come to my house. Just say the word and my servant will be healed.
Yes.
Jesus, in 3 years of ministry, was only amazed at 2 people with faith. One was the centurion. Wow. I'll let you figure out which was the other one. But the centurion said, all you have to do is say the word. And Jesus looks at him and looks at his people. He, I haven't found faith like this in all of Israel. Mm-hmm. All I have to do is say the word. So here's a revelation. Luke chapter 7, verse 9. Jesus spoke the healing word from a distance.
Wow.
From a distance. He didn't have to go to the servant.
Isn't that good?
He spoke the word.
He
spoke.
He is the eternal word.
He's the eternal word.
Yes.
He spoke the word. The servants came and told the centurion, your servant is healed.
Wow,
Jesus didn't have to go lay hands on the servant. Jesus spoke the healing word from a distance.
That's what we can speak the word.
That's what you and I are doing tonight.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter if you're listening to us in Germany, in Japan, in China, in Russia. It doesn't matter if you're in South America,
California, Texas, wherever.
It doesn't matter.
Amen.
Amen. Your faith will give Jesus something to work with. Pastor Rose and I are sharing.
Mm-hmm.
We're sharing the good news that Jesus preached. Of course I want you healed. Of course
yes,
I want you healed.
We want you healed. Amen.
Jesus spoke the healing word from a distance.
Because he's the healing word.
He is the word.
He is the word that brings forth healing.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Before we pray, some of you got it. Some of you are saying, what? Jesus spoke the word from a distance to the centurion. All you have to do is say the word. Jesus spoke the word from a distance, and the servant was healed. Mark 11:24, I'm going to close with this last scripture tonight. Mark 11:24 says, when you pray, believe. Believe what? Believe you receive the things that you prayed for. So we're praying for healing tonight. Tonight, believe your healing. Be bold. Say, Lord, all you have to do is say the word. Say the word.
I believe and I receive.
I believe, I receive.
And I take hold.
And I take hold of it.
And I ain't letting go.
And then quote 1 Peter 2:24. On the cross, Jesus bore my sins. I repented, I'm forgiven. And then by the stripes on his back.
By his stripes.
I was healed.
By his stripes.
I was healed. And if I was, then I am. Healing.
I am.
Healing like salvation is in you. You just have to bring it out. Salvation, repent. Be born again, like John 3:6 says.
Yes.
Repent, be born again, accept Jesus into your heart, and you shall be saved. That's salvation. It's in us. Jesus is not going to come back and crucify himself for your salvation. He's already done it. It's in you. Bring it out by repenting, confessing Jesus. Healing is already in you.
Healing is now.
Healing is now.
Healing is my faith.
Yes.
Now. Not tomorrow, not in an hour. Now is mine.
Receive it right now.
Yes.
Right now. Jesus spoke the word from a distance. Pastor Rose and I are speaking God's word from a distance. You grab a hold of it. You grab a hold of it. Say, Lord, healing is a children's bread. It belongs to me, Father. I don't have to beg for what you had in store for me from the very beginning. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and that you be in divine health, even as your soul prospers. You believe it, you confess it. You confess it, you'll believe it. You believe it, you'll do it. You'll do it because you believe it. And you speak it because you believe you receive it. In Jesus' name. Jesus spoke from a distance. Tonight, you believe you receive your health and healing. I am the Lord that heals you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The power of God is present to heal all. Right now. The power of God is present right now in your very room. And it's in you. And it's in your flowing in your body now, and it heals you in the name of Jesus. Father, who that person that's been having on their foot, on the right foot, they've been having pain on their arch. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I call them healed and made whole. In the name of Jesus, foot be healed right now in Jesus' name. And the right shoulder has been hurting you. Put your hand on your shoulder, lift it up, and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I receive my healing. I take hold of my healing right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And there's people that have been having pain in their fingers, rheumatitis, arthritis, in the name of Jesus, on your fingers, and even growth is being on your bones. Right now, in the name of Jesus, lay your hands on your fingers and say, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus,
I command
you to dissolve and dry up and get out of my fingers right now. In Jesus' name, any growths that are growing on my fingers right now, I command them to leave and dissolve and be eradicated right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
There's no name under heaven given that we might be saved, we might be delivered, we might be healed. In Jesus' name, we might be transformed. The name that is above every name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus, 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 every day, every night.
Thank you, Lord.
The same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah.
And thank you, Lord, that that person that's been having intestinal problems, their stomach, and you've been burping a lot, in the name of Jesus, we speak to your intestines, your stomach, your throat, esophagus, bronchial tubes right now. Lay your hands on them and say, be healed.
Be healed.
Be healed and behold. In Jesus' name,
be healed.
I take my healing now, and I'm not letting go. In the name of Jesus.
In the name that's above every name.
Right now, digestive system, be healed right now and function perfectly and normally. Get off of those people and get off of me right now. In the name of Jesus, be healed and be made whole.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
You are the healer, Father.
Thank you, thank you.
In Jesus' name, we give you all praise,
thank you,
glory, honor,
thank you.
And we thank you, Father. We thank you before, we thank you during, and we thank you after. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen.
In heartburn, right now, I command you to get off of that person's or those persons right now in the name of Jesus. Heartburn, leave now in Jesus' name and be healed. Be healed. Receive it, receive it, receive it, and take it. Take it. It's yours. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Our God is so good. Our God is so good. He wants to bless us more than we will let Him.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Father. It's by faith that we please you. Pastor Rose and I tonight, we bring you the good news. Jesus is the one. He is the one.
Thank
he
you.
Is a healer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Believe you receive in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. You're so good.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We cast the whole weight of our cares upon you,
thank
Father.
Thank you,
for
you
care for us right now. And we receive the peace that passes all understanding.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Do you have anything else? All right, well, that's it. That's all we have. You believe, you receive, hold on to your healing, amen.
Don't let go.
Don't let go. And like Jesus said, blessed are those who never lose their faith in Jesus, in me,
amen.
No matter what happens. No matter what happens, you thank the Lord for it.
In Jesus' name. And the Lord's giving me a vision about a bulldog When you give him a bone, he ain't going to let go.
He grabs a hold of that thing. Bone,
and that's the way you can grab a hold of God's
healing.
Healing and wholeness in your body, and don't let go. Nope.
Don't let go.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, thank you, Lord. Pastor Rose and I decree, declare, we prophesy blessings of divine health, healing, wholeness in your body. Doers of the word, not hearers only, yes, Father. Lord. In Jesus' name, Pastor Rose and I say, amen and amen. Amen. God bless you. Be blessed.
God bless you.
Keep
we
your
love
feeling
you.
No matter what.
We love you. We love you. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.